All right, let's continue looking at engineering and technology, things that touch our lives every minute of every day. Just as the jetpack is an example, technology is always expanding. But as engineers design and they think up new ideas, what's happening at the intersection of technology and ethics? And what's the price we pay when engineers overlook that moral compass? These are questions that my next guest is focused on as she helps train the engineers of the future. Dr. Cynthia Finelli is the director of the Center for Research on Learning and Teaching in Engineering, and she's a research associate professor at the University of Michigan, and she's part of a team called E3. That stands for Exploring Ethical Decision-Making in Engineering. It's a group of engineering educators from many colleges and universities, and these teachers study engineering ethics. So Dr. Cynthia Finelli is kind enough to join us in the studio. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, give me some sense, if you can. Tell us, how important is it for engineers to keep a moral compass as they design technology?
I think it's pretty critical. Engineers really have the capacity to affect multiple levels of people, I guess, with decisions that they make. So whereas some professions might impact a single individual with a decision that's ethical or not ethical, engineers really have the potential to impact a great many more people.
So I would suspect if I was trying to come up as a layperson with a good example of what happens with the lapse of ethics in engineering, the Titanic might come to mind.
Yes, the Titanic is an example. Other good examples are the Kansas City Skywalk collapse at the Hyatt Regency in the early 1900s or 1980s, sorry.
Yes.
Things like the space shuttle, the Challenger.
Oh, the O-rings.
Yes.
And I imagine as the students leave your classroom and go out into the world, that's where they get met with like the folks in finance, and they want to see costs, they want to see savings realized.
Yep,
and
exactly.
There's pressure to streamline or cut some corners. And so they have a pretty strong moral compass.
Yeah, and it's hard for engineers who are students who aren't really exposed to the real world to know how to make decisions, to have the right framework for or foundation for making ethical decisions because we often don't give them those opportunities as undergraduates.
And they're lost in their design challenge, aren't they,
yes.
In that sense? And so how does a professional engineer or a student who's learning, as they're in the middle of whatever that design challenge is, where is that line between innovation and technology and the moral standards? Is it clear and obvious, or is it fuzzy?
Well, I think a different way to put that might be, how can we help prepare students to have the right perspectives to make ethical decisions? So what we find in a lot of cases in the research that we're doing is that places that are really successful at introducing students to ethics have the students position themselves in ethical dilemmas that are not black and white issues, that are really hard to struggle with, and sort of play with the balance between the trade-offs between safety and cost and other issues. So have students struggle with these maybe in teams, in an opportunity where it's kind of a safe environment, and there really are the implications for failing or making unethical decisions are much less.
Can you give us for instance, what kind of scenario might students be presented with?
So for instance, giving students the design specifications for a situation and asking them to, put themselves in a variety of different circumstances and think about what decisions they might make and what the pros and cons of each of those situations might be. Have students in a team play the devil's advocate. Maybe someone serve as the supervisor of the team who's really pushing to make cost savings in spite of some of these issues that might be more obvious from the junior engineering perspective. So just really have students struggle with some of these issues in their small team environment.
Which they'll be doing once they get out into the big
Definitely.
World.
Definitely. So giving them some practice before they get out there really is helpful.
Dr. Cynthia Finelli, who's director of the Center for Research on Learning and Teaching in Engineering at the University of Michigan, and a member of E3, that stands for Exploring Ethical Decision-Making in Engineering. And thank you very much for talking with us today on the program.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.